Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Thank you for joining us today on the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today is part two of my two-part interview with Pastor Bill Jenkins, the pastor out in Destiland Christian Center in California, a good friend of our ministry. And he's also the author of the book Decoding Deity. We've interviewed him about that. And yesterday and today, we were discussing his newly released book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2019. Every year, he puts out this book where he takes the year, the 2019, looks at all the different numbers and things that the Lord has shown him, and shares it with us, and it's a fascinating study. If you missed any of this episode yesterday, you need to go back and listen to it just to catch up. And we're going to jump right back to this interview as I ask Pastor Bill about some of the trials and troubles that pastors have today. Here's Pastor Jenkins.
Nobody ever calls you up and says, listen, I'm having such a great day. I just wanted you to know that. Everything is fantastic in my life. I'm applying the words that you're teaching me, and they're really blessing me. No one does that, but boy, right. They sure call you up and complain. You know, if they got somebody needs to be married or buried, or if they got an issue, or, you know, they'll volunteer you for a lot of different things do to try to help people in the name of God, and don't realize, you know, you have a life, and that's why it's important for pastors to sort of set boundaries and make sure they prioritize their life so they don't get caught up in that mess, because pastoring is difficult, and it's certainly more than one day a week. You know, people talk about the weekend. And the weekend getting off. Well, the weekend is not a slower time for me. The weekend's a busier time for me.
Correct. Me too.
People don't understand a lot of the sacrifices and the cost and the price you have to pay to walk in and under an anointing to make a difference and having a positive effect on people's lives.
My kids will sometimes say, hey, on Saturday we're going to go do this, this, and the other thing. You know, are you going to come? Saturday is my big work day. I mean, that's like a 10-hour day on Saturdays.
You know? And
Sunday isn't too much better. It's like an 8-hour day on Sundays.
Right. And that's a work day, you know, and you go, you preach, you minister. You get up there, you give everything you got, and, I want to come home and rest. I'm not, I'm sometimes forced to have to go out and eat and fellowship and, you know, deal with more things. But, man, it's tough because Sunday is a work day for us.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the only thing I try and make a point of doing, other than, you know, church and worship and all that, on Sunday and do my ministry stuff, but I'm following the New Orleans Saints. I'll probably lose some listeners over this, but I can't say how anybody can be saved if they're not a Saints fan.
Yeah. Well, they're doing good this year. And remember, Louisiana is the state of the year.
Exactly. Yeah, there
it's
you go.
It's the 18th state. And so, when you go into 2019, remember, bronze is the color for 2018.
Oh, wow.
Got a lot of bronze in the Saints colors, right?
There is. Oh, wow.
And then it's also the state to watch because it's the 18th state that came into the Union. And look how good they're doing. Right now, they're set for a first-round bye, home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That doesn't mean a lot until the games start playing, but wow, that's sure a great advantage to have going into the playoffs.
Yeah, a whole new season. Well, let's shift now to the Prophetic Almanac for 2019. All right, what has the Lord shown you or what you've discerned from your Bible study time that we should be watching for in 2019? And explain what 2019 is all about.
Well, 2019 is sort of the beginning of a new era. The number one is the first single number. The number nine is the last single digit number. Mm. So it's the beginning of an era, but it's the end of an era. So you'll begin to see and hear that word new era. For the past 3 years, we've been hearing about the word reset, reset, reset. Reset really wasn't a commonplace word in society until about 3 years ago when I believe the Lord gave us prophetically that word, and we begin to see that word reset begin to come into just commonplace verbiage in our society. And we've heard it so much, we think it's been around forever. Yes, that word has been, but man, you hear it everywhere. Resetting in every area, politics, home life, marriages, church, whatever it may be. And now you're going to begin to hear the word new era. And so you see a lot of things in the Bible where 19 is connected to that. new era that we're going to begin to walk in. So there's going to be a time of closure. There's going to be things that end up ending and new things that end up beginning in our lives. Israel was ruled by 19 kings. It wasn't even God's will, you remember, for kings to even be allowed to rule, but God gave in and gave the people the permissive will.
Yeah.
And there was 19 kings that ruled Israel before God allowed them to be conquered by the Assyrians. So that era changed. That era ended at the number 19. 19 kings was it. And so, this is something where God is saying it's a new day. It's a new era. 19's the last year for the age of a child being a teenager, and then they go into more of an adult era in their life. And so you're going to hear that word, new era, new era. You also see the word, you're also going to see that 2019 is about wisdom. The word in Hebrew for wisdom is Yod Teth. So it's Y-O-D and then T-E-T-H. The word Yod is the one, and that means hand. And the word teeth, T-E-T-H, is worldly wisdom. So when you put that together, it's the hand of worldly wisdom in operation in our land. Now, we're believing God for godly wisdom to be released, and we don't walk in worldly wisdom. But the word 19 revolves around worldly wisdom. That's the Hebrew word. That's its literal definition. I didn't make this up. This isn't something I just pulled out of my ear. It is what it is. The 19th time Isaac is mentioned in the Bible is in Genesis 24:66, where Eleazar gives Isaac wisdom and understanding. The 19th letter in Hebrew in the Hebrew alphabet is K-O-F. That's the 19th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which means God responds in a still small voice with reason and wealth. So God's going to give you a wealth of wisdom. He's going to give you reason. You know, just because you have the Lord in your life and the power of the Holy Spirit leading you doesn't mean God throws common sense out the window.
Yeah.
So God is going to use common sense and godly wisdom to give you direction in 2019. It's also a number of faith. When you read in the Bible, even in Hebrews chapter 11, there's 19 people that are mentioned as Hebrew as heroes of faith. That's not a coincidence. In Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through Romans chapter 5, when Paul gave his famous message on faith, if you read that message from Romans 3:23 to Romans 5:2, you'll see 19 times he mentions the word faith. So the 19th time Paul is even mentioned in the Bible is in Acts chapter 15, verse 36, where he wanted to return to the cities that he previously visited on to check on the condition of their faith. When you look in Genesis chapter 7, verse 13, that's the 19th time Noah is mentioned in the Bible, and that's where Noah enters the ark as an act of faith. Abraham is mentioned. The 19th time he's mentioned in Genesis 13, verse 1, is where Abraham leaves Egypt and returns to Canaan. He did that by faith. A new era began. So you see that new era of faith and wisdom are going to be the three main themes for 2019, because that's what the number 19 really revolves around, is those three key principles in the coming year.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. So anything specific that you've picked up and are keying in on for 2019?
Yeah, one thing that I do is I give you, like, again, animals of the year. I tell you the animal of the year is going to be pigs. I tell you the Bible of the story, which is Luke chapter 19, which is the story of Zacchaeus. So I'm believing God for, this to be a year of salvation. You know, we don't want to populate our churches with people from other churches. We want to populate our churches from people who don't go to church, the unsaved, and reach the lost. The book of the year of the Bible, the book of the year of the Bible is going to be Isaiah, because when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found back in 1947 in Jerusalem in the caves, there were 19 copies of the book of Isaiah that were found. And so I give you different things like that. I give you 19 prophetic dates to watch for you just to tune your ear in and practice listening to the Lord. I give you people to watch for. I give you different predictions throughout the year. For instance, bronze is the color for 2018. Silver is the color for 2019. So silver is that color. I give you some predictions like the queen is going to officially turn over the reign of the kingdom to her son, Prince Charles, in 2019. Now, that's not a prophecy.
Oh, wow.
That's a prediction. If it comes to pass, I'm going to give credit to the Lord But I'm just telling you, this is what I believe. I believe it's going to be a year where records are broken. It's a year where we're going to challenge the normalcy of life. We're going to branch out into other areas. It's a new era, a year of competition, discovery, division, faith, wisdom, all of those things. I give you different fun facts about the number 19. For instance, Louisiana is the state for 2018, but Indiana is the state for 2019 because Indiana came into the Union back in 1816. And so they're the 19th state that came into our Union. I talk about the president. The 19th president of the United States was Rutherford Burchard Hayes. Most people never heard of him. But what's interesting is if you look at President Hayes and if you look at President Trump, you're going to see so many different similarities. It's going to freak you out. Wow. It's literally going to freak you out because many believe that he won the election back when he won the election. They believe he won it by fraud. Well, that's all you've heard for the past 2 years is that this is an illegitimate election. Yeah. You look at his life. He was a Christian. His wife was named Lemonade Lucy because she banned alcohol from the White House. Okay. I seen an interview with the president. He said he never drank. He don't drink alcohol. Right. He don't do drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't believe any president is perfect, but you know what? I like hearing that. I like hearing that. You know, they're not doing these, you know, these things. So we look in the Bible, we see there's 19 towns that were controlled by one of the tribes in Joshua 19. And just time and time again, I go through every book of the Bible that has a chapter 19. I give you a synopsis of what's to come. For instance, in Genesis 19, when you look in there, great Bible story is where, Lot, and his family left Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, God was looking for 10 people, right?
Yeah.
To, you know, just 10 people. It started out 50. Abraham kept negotiating with the Lord, got it down to 10. Why didn't he go down to 1? I mean, if God would have, you know, God negotiated down to 10, but Abraham didn't really have enough faith to keep going. He thought, man, I'm pressing the issue here.
He went down to 10. He was going to get in trouble.
The interesting thing about it is Lot actually had 10 people in his family. So the reason Abraham stopped, because he thought at least Lot and his family would be able to amount to the 10 to save the land. The problem was that everybody in Lot's family wasn't living for the Lord. Now, you remember, they couldn't find 10. Do you know how many people left Sodom and Gomorrah alive?
Four.
It was 4.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people left and got out of there completely? It was 3. Why? Because Lot's wife looked back.
Correct.
And so they really only left with 3. Then you know the story of Lot's daughters who thought they were the only ones left. And they committed an act of incest with Lot in order to continue to populate society where their kids became Israel's two worst enemies.
Yeah.
And so we got to be careful. Whatever you compromise to keep, you're going to eventually
lose. That's right.
And so this is a year where you can't look back. You can't calculate your losses from the past. You got to bring closure to things, look forward. Don't be wondering what ifs in life. Don't be saying what if this, what if that. Just allow God to bring closure to certain things in your life as you enter 2019 and allow God to open up new doors. Because here's the thing, whatever God closes, He always opens something else.
That's right.
So let's look forward to what God has opened instead of being sad about what God closed.
Amen.
And so it probably got closed for a reason. It probably got closed for your good. It's just a matter of us accepting things and, receiving things. So I go through every book of the Bible that has a chapter 19 in it. Leviticus 19 is about walking in obedience to God's command. There in Leviticus 19, there's actually 19 commands specifically that God gives us.
Wow.
Numbers 19 is about thriving. It's about making sure, God gives us 3 keys to success in 2019 there in Numbers 19. So I go through every book of the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, give you a word. But this year, what I'm doing differently is instead of looking at the states, I'm looking at regions. So there's actually 5 regions that I'm breaking up the United States into, and I'm giving a prophetic word to those regions.
Mm.
And it's really a neat little twist on what I've done in the past. Instead of looking specifically at the states, I'm looking at the regions and releasing a specific forecast for each region. So whether it be you know, a forecast for the regions, or looking at the fun facts for the number 19, or giving you scriptures that I believe God's given us for 2019 that we need to really get a hold of. Plus, I'm doing something kind of neat. If you were born on the 19th day of the month, any month, I tell you famous people that were born on the day that you were born on. Plus, what I do is I release a specific word to all 19th day people. So if you were born on the 19th day of any month, God has a special word just for you to prosper in 2019. So I'm giving you the prophetic plan of God. I'm telling you about a number, numbers, colors, names to watch for, giving you biblical knowledge to sort of rekindle your fire for the Lord, plus all those other things that we've talked about here. And so it's a good book. It's a fun read. It's about 130 pages. It's not going to wear you out. You're going to want to keep it with your Bible, look at it, and you want to judge it. I encourage you, judge my words, you know, and see these things come to pass before your eyes. It's amazing to me. I always get encouraged when I hear things come to pass or other people share things with me, because I love hearing the voice of the Lord. God wants to speak. It's our problem if we're not hearing, because it's our ears that are closed. So God doesn't have lockjaw. We need to have Dumbo ears in 2019 to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Just a real quick back up to 2018. Did you have anything in the prophetic element for 2018 concerning the election?
Yeah, I actually, now when you go back to the election, I was the only person that I know of, and I had tons of people even email or call or respond. I'm the only one who predicted that Donald Trump would be the president. Everybody else had Hillary Clinton being the president, and I actually put it in a book form where it could be judged. Mm-hmm. And I was at a prophetic conference in your state, Maryland, right? You live in Maryland, Baltimore, right?
Should have let me know.
I was at a prophetic conference in Baltimore, Maryland, and every prophet got up and they spoke and they said that Hillary Clinton was going to win. They were going to do this. And I said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to find out real quick if I'm a false prophet or a true prophet, because I'm going to disagree with every prophet that came up on this stage. And I want to tell you that Donald Trump is going to win this election, and there's going to be chaos, and there's going to be mass rioting going on in America like we've never seen. It's going to be going back to and escalating to levels you haven't seen since the 1960s with racism in our country. And I prophesied that out, and everybody was like, you know, wow, should we even have him preach at the next session? Because he totally went against. Somebody here is going to be wrong. Yeah. And so when I was at that conference, even my wife said, I'm just praying an extra prayer that my husband is right, and she knows. That, you know, she knows the time, the work, the effort, the prayers, the tears that I put into things. But it was a little nerve-wracking for her. But it was amazing on that night how many times people would text and call and say, wow, you actually put this in book form. You know, it was out there to be judged. So I not only said it verbally, spoke it out of my mouth publicly, but also documented it in book form for people to see. And so, you know, I put different predictions in there for 2019, give you people to watch for, give you political prophecies and political, you know, predictions to watch for every single year, because politics, unfortunately, is a part of our life. And I always tell people, government is good, it's politics that's bad. So God is for government. We need government. We need government in every area. We need government in the church. Part of why there's a, you know, a lack of successful churches in the body of Christ is because there's not any government. We got great preachers, but we don't have great government.
Right.
And so we need to establish different boundaries in and within the church to help us to succeed and to thrive. And so government is good. Don't ever confuse government and politics. Amen. Government is good. It's politics. When people get involved and want to be politicians and, you know, want to be involved in, you know, different illegal things and stuff that's wrong all of these kickbacks and doing all of this stuff, that's where it becomes crooked.
Right.
But government is good. It's politics that's bad. So I always give prophetic words in every area and phase of our lives.
And when Donald Trump was running, he came to Baltimore for, you know, to campaign, and I ended up being invited to like a private luncheon because one of my board members is a delegate here in Maryland. And you know, it was supposed to be hush hush. You know, we're just going to sweep them in, have lunch, and you know, and just meet some local politicians. Well, when I got over to the diner where it was going to be, I mean, the news vans were out there. They didn't keep it a secret very well. But so I was waiting for my friend to get there because I figured, you know, he had a table or something. And I'm standing by the door, and the motorcade pulls in. Donald Trump comes out. So I have my phone out, and I told him, hey, I'm from Evangelism Radio. You know, would you answer a quick question for us? He said, he just kind of leaned in. He says, if I'm elected, I'm going to do away with the Johnson Amendment. You can take that to the bank. And then he walked on. Huh. I was the only radio station in Baltimore that got an exclusive interview.
So, wow.
And the news, I didn't know it at the time, but the news was filming him as he walked in. And, it, you know, there I was, you know, interviewing him. And then he walked on through. So I got screenshots of that from the television, you know, where
wow.
I had an
how
exclusive
awesome
interview with Donald Trump. You know?
Before. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, those are the kind of things, you know, that we like to – you know, have people judge us. You know, when yeah. you say things like that, nobody was saying that at the time. Everybody had Hillary Clinton being president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the prophecies even from the church were that she was going to be president. And I
oh, yeah.
Spoke that out of my mouth. I even caused people, they apologized to me after because a couple of people, even at that conference in Baltimore, they admitted later that they said some things behind my back that they probably shouldn't because they thought I was crazy or just trying to get attention or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they even responded back with an apologies. And you know, because they were the ones who said certain things even behind my back, and they made apologies because of that word. So, yeah, you know, these are crucial times in America. If we've ever needed a prophetic word, we need it now. Obviously, we always choose the written word over the prophetic word, but we don't ever trust the prophetic word unless it is in unison with the written word. Yeah. And so we're not out there to be freaky or strange or weird.
Oh, yeah.
We're not out here
right.
just to, you know, make a splash or just to say things to get attention. We're saying things that God's given us to sort of not just stir the pot, but release the word of God. And when you see these prophecies come to pass, I believe it generates a hunger in people that makes them want to hear from God more and connect with God on a higher level.
Absolutely.
And that's
Absolutely.
Our goal.
Amen. Amen. Quick question on 2018. Did you have anything in there about the Republicans losing the House or anything like that?
No, I did not put anything in there about that. Some of the states have in there different people, for instance, like in Wisconsin and things like that, where there would be some turnover and some changes. And you know that the speaker of the House of Representatives, he has decided
Ryan?
To Ryan. Yeah, he decided to, you know,
that's
retire.
Much,
so he'll
yeah.
be leaving. And so some little some, you know, subtle hints are in the book. Some
okay.
Blatant, you know, things are in the book when it comes to prophecy. But, you know, I give you different things about things changing, shifting, people stepping down. Sometimes it's specific, sometimes it's not. But when you look through the book, it's pretty obvious when you begin to connect the dots mm-hmm. that those words were for those specific things. Like one thing I love to do is when I give you prophetic dates, I encourage you to go back. Like right now is a great time to go back over the prophetic dates I give you for 2018
uh-huh.
and just put in there news for that day.
Oh,
and then
wow.
you'll begin
yeah.
to see, like there's a, when you Google it, it always comes up on mine, 10 different things that happen on that day.
Oh,
and when
cool.
you begin to read those 10 different things that happen throughout the United States, what you can do is you see, wow, that's the vision for 2018. That's the vision
yeah.
for 2018. And it just pops at you through different things that happen in different states throughout our land, through all 50 states, that, wow, the vision on those prophetic dates, God wanted to release a word, give a word, either personally, you know, to somebody or corporately as a church. As we watched the news, we went out about our day, we drove in our vehicle, whatever we did,
mm-hmm.
God can release a specific word, even when we look back and say, wow. You know, because God
yeah.
wants to talk, and he's not always doing it by sending a plane and writing it in the sky. He's
right,
more
right.
often doing it through the still small voice
Amen.
That we
That's
have
right.
to discern is God and not the enemy or our flesh.
Amen. Well, I'm being led to ask you to pray for this nation as we go into 2019 at the time of this recording. Would you go ahead and do that for us?
Absolutely. Well, Lord, we just lift up our nation. We need prayer. The power of intercession is still something, God, that we as the church have the privilege to be able to do. So, Lord, we know we all have individual needs, and we all know, God, that, Lord, there's specific things in our own homes, God, that we're dealing with. But, Lord, help us also to branch out in our prayer and to pray an intercessory prayer on behalf of our nation, for every state in our union, for revival to come, not just to a certain region or a certain city, but, Lord, for revival to hit America in a fresh new way, Jesus. God. I pray, God, that when you want to release something into our lives, a blessing, a healing, a deliverance, you often give a word. And it's what we do with that word that determines the difference between success and failure. So, Lord, give us a word, whether it be through the prophetic almanac books or whether it be through another minister or a pastor or, Lord, whether it be just something you give us in a still, small voice in our quiet time with you, Lord. Give us a word that we can embrace, hold on to, accept, apply to our lives that can bring true change, Lord, not only into our hearts or into our families, into our churches, our jobs, our cities, but our nation. Yes. Lord, that's what we're believing for, not just to be stirred, but to be changed. So, Lord, I just pray, God, for our president. I pray, God, for our governors. I pray, God, for our leaders. I pray, God, for the presidential cabinet. Lord, we're required, no matter what party we are for, no matter what we are, what side we're on, we're Christians first, before we're Republicans or Democrats.
That's right.
And so, Lord, help us to pray for people in leadership as you have asked us to do. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we just pray, God, for our nation to be unified, for division to go, Lord, for us to lay aside all of this disunity that's taking place. And Lord, bring our nation together under you and allow your anointing, God, to be released in a new, fresh way. Let a new era begin in 2019.
Yes, Lord, that's right.
Amen. In our lives, in our churches, in our marriages, in our homes, and in our nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory, amen. Shout amen, somebody. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Well, Pastor, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, to maybe to ask a question or to do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, if they want a copy of the book, you can always go to Amazon, you can go to eBook Kindle, or you can go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can go to ChurchOfActs.org or DestinylandCC.org and get you a copy of the book. If you want more information about our ministry or more information about an interview or coming and speaking at a conference or whatever, you can always go to PastorBillJenkins.org. And you can check out all the things we have. Plus, with our radio station, we do a daily program called the Prophetic Almanac, where I'm releasing prophetic things on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, into your life. You can listen to the previous podcast on PastorBillJenkins.org. And so just go there, check us out. You can get a book. You can listen to our podcast. You can find out about WIMD Radio. You can find out about our churches that are there. So PastorBillJenkins.org would probably be the best place for you to go and check us out.
Amen. And don't forget, he's on Evangelism Radio Monday through Saturday, 11 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, where his prophetic almanac program is on there. So, you know, Pastor, I do appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you're doing for the body of Christ and the encouragement. And just keep up the good work, brother. Man, you're on fire.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't, you know, the only time, you know, you see smoke in Christians is when the fire goes out. So I want to be on fire every day. Never let that fire burn out. I don't want to be a smoking Christian. I want to be a burning Christian.
Amen.
That's my heart. That's my desire. And I want to spread that. I want to be contagious.
Amen.
I want to, you know, get that on other people to want and have a greater desire to serve the Lord. This year, next year, and every year to come, I believe we're living in the last of the last days, and if we've ever needed the Lord, we need him now, so we need to pursue him and seek after the Lord to close the distance, minimize that gap, and pursue God with everything we have in our life. I love you, man. You're awesome. Thank God for your ministry. You're on WIMD Radio, so we love listening to you and all the good words that God gives you, so we're thankful for your ministry and the relationship we have. And so we're believing for God's best and God's blessings to be upon you in the last part of 2018 and 2019.
Amen.
In a new, fresh way.
That's right. That's right. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Pastor Bill Jenkins, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.